Hey there, and welcome to the Analytics Neat podcast. I'm your host, Bill Bruno. Analytics Neat is a weekly podcast that debuts on Mondays, exploring all things media, marketing, and analytics. It's available for subscription on both iTunes and Google Play, but will always be available first on BillBruno.com. I'd also urge you to continue the conversation with me directly, either through BillBruno.com or via Twitter, at BillBruno, using the hashtag AnalyticsNeat. And so for episode 12, I thought it'd be good to explore a concept that I've mentioned a few times in the archives, and a technology concept that has been kind of the talk of the town, if you will, and one that everyone's sort of latching onto, that being a customer data platform, or a CDP. I thought it'd be good to spend this episode kind of walking through what a CDP is, what it isn't, and what it means for you, and whether it's something that you need to invest in, or if it's something that you might be able to do with the technology that you already have today. And so I thought it'd be good to just start with a definition. And so I pulled a definition from Gartner Research, where they state that a CDP is a marketing system that unifies a company's customer data from marketing and other channels to enable customer modeling and optimize the timing and targeting of messages and offers. And after hearing that definition, if you've been in this industry for a while, or if you're sitting on the advertiser side, you're probably saying to yourself, we already try to do that. So what exactly is a CDP here to solve for? And I think what it's here to solve for, from a terminology standpoint, is very simple, because it's largely just a created category with some marketing lingo around it to shine the light on the importance and struggle that marketers have today with reaching their customers with the right message. In fact, every major survey of marketers or CMOs always tends to highlight one item that shows up consistently across all of those, and it's the struggle to create a single view of the customer. And if we dig a little bit further into that, eMarketer published their Marketing Technology 2017 report. And in that report, they surveyed the constituents and asked what data-related strategies would offer the greatest ROI. And 43% of the folks that responded said that bringing many data sources together into a cleansed and marketing-ready 360-degree customer view. And there's a lot of lingo in there and a lot of buzzwords, but at the end of the day, when you look at that being the top challenge, and the second challenge being effectively segmenting specific customer audiences in real time based on behavior and demographics, you see sort of a 1-2 punch here that the marketing speak around a customer data platform aims to solve. That is helping you centralize that data and create that data strategy that can generate ROI for you, but then also allow you to segment that in real time and use that in your marketing initiatives as you reach out to the networks and try to create better customer relationships. And within that same report, they asked all of the marketers sort of what types of technology platforms are used by their company to manage data across all of the channels that their business operates in. And I think the alarming stat here was that over 50% of the people that responded to this e-consultancy survey said that they have separate, non-connected technologies managing data for different channels. And this makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, simply from the fact that as we interact with clients on a daily basis, there are an incredible number of silos or disconnected elements of the organization that are causing, you know, roadblocks and delaying progress as it pertains to building sort of triggered marketing or activating the data that they're actually capturing. And I actually had a meeting with a client last week who reached out to us because they were trying to build a more efficient triggered email marketing program. And the sole purpose of that conversation and the project that they're looking to scope out was to help identify efficiencies and how to better connect the technology that they're already paying for to get data more quickly over to their email marketing platform to be able to send more segmented or targeted email communications based on who those people are or what they have or have not done in interacting with their brand in the past, let's say, 30 days. And so I think we can all agree that from a definition standpoint, what a CDP is attempting to solve for is a much needed area of both challenge and opportunity for marketers. But is it really a new concept? And how does it compare to a data management platform or a DMP? And so as you start to compare a CDP to a DMP, the difference is mainly in the type of data that it houses and makes use of. CDPs focus mainly on first-party data, and so as a result, they're more effective for your existing customers and for building stronger relationships with those customers. Typically on the DMP side, you run into more third-party data, and as a result, it's a lot of lookalikes, it's a lot of audience matching, it's a lot more focused on the advertising side, specific to programmatic investments and digital advertising in general. And I think the most confusing thing in the industry today is not what a CDP is trying to solve for, but in identifying who really is a CDP, who's pretending to be one, and what a CDP ultimately will be in the future. And you'll see this all the time. And it's obviously a technology category that's continuing to evolve. And you're going to see every single vendor that even remotely deals with first-party data collection and management claiming to be a CDP. And this is not the first time we've seen this happen. I can remember one of the very first internet retailers that Stratagent had sponsored years ago, probably around 2005 or 2006, where web analytics was the new thing, right? It was the big thing that everybody was focusing on. And as a result, you literally saw banners at these booths where they had added web analytics as the very bottom bullet point on those banners. In some cases, it was so obvious that they had added it after the banner had been printed. In a similar way, big data was just as confusing, because you couldn't actually walk up to someone that had worked at IBM or Oracle for the last 20 years and explain to them this new concept around big data, because big data has existed forever, right? We've been capturing data on servers, you know, way before the cloud even existed, for years, and people have been focused on managing that and maintaining that for organizations. But what you have there is the power in a buzzword, right? Big data created a new focus on how to best manage and interact with large data sets, just like customer data platforms or CDPs are shining a light on the true challenge for marketers and forcing innovation in an area that everyone is struggling with, bringing data together and actually activating it and doing something with it. So overall, while the terminology might be confusing and while it might be difficult right now to decipher which vendors are actually good at doing this for you, the good news is that you'll start to see better communication and definition around this and better ways to vet a vendor's capability at helping you be successful with it. Because at the end of the day, the challenge is very simple from a marketing perspective. You're trying to get the right message in front of the right person at the right time. And you're trying to do that with the data that you have and activating that data in a meaningful way. And the overall process is very straightforward. You're collecting data, sometimes in silos. So then you need to integrate the right pieces of that data to weave together the right story. Within that story, there will be some insights that you can learn from. And then using those insights and the data behind those insights, you need to activate it either in real time or in future triggered marketing campaigns to build a better relationship with your customers and generate more value. And both technology and artificial intelligence will continue to make that process I just outlined more efficient. So for example, generating insights will become even easier as AI continues to develop in that realm, and you see this with several vendors. Just like the integration of data and bringing those pieces together in one place will become even more efficient as we continue to see innovation in the CDP sector. And unfortunately, right now, silos are not going to go away overnight, but they're also not something that we can accept anymore as marketers, especially with GDPR and the challenges coming from the need for advertisers to have better control and ownership of their customer data. So the platforms that are claiming to be CDPs are doing it in a very smart way, because they're capitalizing on the market challenges, but also the upcoming legislation around GDPR that will force marketers to have more control over their information. And with that control, then also comes the opportunity to better leverage that data in a more controlled fashion for your customers. But I do think it's important to state that I don't think you need to run out and buy a customer data platform just because the industry is saying you need one. I think the art of bringing data together and activating that data is something that you can do right now, most likely, with the technology you already have. So I think the first thing you need to think through is, What is the current state of your technology in-house? What are you missing? Where are the challenges? And how can you possibly look to break down some of those silos? And as you start to dig into some of those questions, you'll be able to identify where the gaps might be or where the efficiencies might occur. Just like that client that I mentioned earlier that I had met with last week, who is just simply trying to find a way to get data more quickly to their email marketing platform so that they could be more timely in the communication that they're sending via that channel. Because when you boil it all down to just a very simple concept around activation, it can mean many things, but it's largely grouped into several key categories. And I'll probably go into each one of these more in depth in future episodes of Analytics Neat, but I look at it in four categories. You have real-time adjustments or tests based on what you know in that moment about that customer. So they could be searching for a flight to San Francisco, as an example, and you might have some flights that have extra seats available than others and might want to change the pricing based on that. You have personalization based on historical knowledge. So for example, you might know that every year around this time, that customer searches for a flight to San Francisco. And you might know that it's always business travel. So you actually might not offer a price discount for that reason. And then you've got triggered marketing initiatives. So maybe you have loyalty customers who haven't booked a flight in X number of months, and you want to bring them back into the fold by offering them some trips to destinations that they've commonly gone to in the past. And then finally, I would just lump everything else in what I would call test and learn, where you might not know anything. It's an anonymous person, but the only way you can learn about that person and what he or she cares about is by testing some concepts and messaging and seeing what might stick. Because it is absolutely okay to just take a guess based on some of your instincts and some of the creative folks you have on your team, and just in making sure that you measure the results of that test or that hypothesis to see if it works for that individual or group of individuals so that you can apply those learnings in the future and continue to build off of those. Do not be afraid to guess. You don't have to know everything about someone to make an educated decision. And as we look to wrap up this week's episode, I think the common thought around CDPs, at least from my perspective, is that it's a marketing messaging tactic to solve for a challenge that every marketer is out there on a daily basis trying to solve for. And I do think that the concept of a CDP is something that everyone should be thinking about, but that doesn't necessarily mean you need to run out and go buy new technology to do it. I think, as always, there's a crawl, walk, run approach, with the crawl phase being making use of the technology you currently have today, have it communicate together more efficiently, and start to use that goal to start knocking down some of the silos that you have throughout your organization today. This sector is going to continue to evolve, and it's definitely an area where you're going to want to keep an eye on the technologies that are popping up in this space to see if those might make sense for your business. And with that, we'll go ahead and put a bow on episode 12 of Analytics Neat. Again, I very much appreciate you listening, and I hope that you found this week's episode informative. As always, we'll be back next Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and please feel free to continue the conversation with me directly on Twitter at Bill Bruno using the hashtag Analytics Neat. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your week.